Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting second. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Noren. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Floyd Bannister. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Rick Peters. Batting second. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball four. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to second. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's 1-0, Mariners. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walkenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burrows who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish scores. 1 out. It's Mariners, 1, Tigers, 1. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss juggles the ball. That's an error on Joaquin Fuss. Cruz moves to second. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. Bochy strikes out. 2 outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kelleher moves to third. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows strikes out. 1 out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kemp. The throw from Naren and he is safe. Kemp steals second. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0 for 1 in the game. he's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 0-for-1 in the game. Naran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burrows. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Kelleher moves to third. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelleher scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 3-1. Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bannister. Peters scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Ken Clay now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 2 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 2 in the game. Burrows hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitaker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 0 for 2 in the game. Naran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Naran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a pop-up towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now catching. Rick Leach now playing first base. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 3 in the game. Randle hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 3 in the game. Bochy strikes out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 3 in the game. Burrows strikes out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Seattle Mariners, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.